Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 95.
Check it out.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. I have a special guest in this episode. He's a very well-known podcaster in the gay podcasting world. He's the Gay Trucker. Welcome to the show, David. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Yeah, so where are you now?
I'm at home in my house in Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, Ontario, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're always on the road.
And yes.
It's kind of hard to catch you sometimes. So, yeah, it's good I caught you then. So, what do you do? Just drive around Canada and the U.S. and back and forth whenever
you work? Well, I'll try to describe it really quickly. It'll take about a minute.
Okay.
I usually get a phone call or I call the company and I find out where I'm picking up or what I'm going to do, and they want to know how long I'm going to be out for. So I usually go out for about 2 weeks is the minimum I go out for, and 3 weeks is pretty good, because if you say you're going to go out for 3 weeks, you'll usually get a West Coast run, mm-hmm. or you'll get a Dallas run, or you'll get a Florida run. Usually Laredo, Texas, we go down there sometimes. So if you say you're out for 3 weeks, you'll get a better run. And I just call in, and then I go in early, and I pack my truck up, and then I pick up the load, which is what we call a load, is a trailer that's full. Mm-hmm. And usually day people do all the stuff, like they go to Toronto, pick up the trailer, drop it off in our yard in Cambridge. I just go in and pack all my food and my cooler and my munchies into my truck, and then I just go pick up the trailer. Yeah. And then I pick up the trailer. I do the paperwork to cross the border. You have to wait about 3 to 4 hours to cross the border, but it takes about 2 hours to get to the border, 3 hours to get to the border, and then I just take it somewhere in the U.S. And because of free trade, it's picture it as like a box,
okay.
And every box is a city, and you can only be, because of free trade, I can't pick up in Houston, deliver in Dallas, pick up in Dallas, deliver in Chicago. That's called what's the terminology for it? That's, you can't do it, because it's called interstating. Yeah, that's what it's called, interstating. Because okay. It's taking away jobs from the U.S. All I can do is pick up a load from Canada, take it down to the U.S. Then I can go anywhere in the U.S. and pick up another load and bring it back to Canada. So it works like a box. And that's what I do. And I usually get sent, I've been sent everywhere.
Well, Dallas, you've been to Houston before?
I've been to Houston, but to party, not... I've never picked up in Houston.
Oh, okay. Oh, you partied in Houston before.
Yes, I grabbed a... We were getting drunk at this... a bunch of friends and I, about 5 years ago, we just... I had some friends that lived there, but then they moved to Puerto Vallarta. Mm-hmm. And so we went down, and it was amazing. And we went drinking on Sunday afternoon at this... It was like a drag queen slash, like, it took forever to get a seat, and it was a brunch place, and they served these slushies that tasted like pine, tasted like peach.
Okay.
And it was like an afternoon place you go on Sunday.
Must be something in the Montrose area, definitely.
It was crazy. It was crazy. And we got our breakfast, and then after that we went to a bar, and then right across from that bar was the Cave.
Cave.
Is it called the Cave? It's some bar where mostly the bears go, where it's half inside and half outside.
Oh, okay. Probably that's the Ripcord, or either that or the mining company. And
What's across the street from it?
It's a sort of a yuppie bar called the JR's.
Right. We went to JR's, and then we came...
Across this, it, this mining company, yes. It's okay, Montrose Mining Company. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And
there was like this 6'4" bear guy behind the counter, and he let me put his hands down his overalls, and there was peanuts everywhere.
Really? This was 5 years ago.
About 5 years ago. It was great. But, yeah, I drive all...
that happening in mining company lately. So,
what, the peanuts or the...
Oh, the peanuts.
Yeah, they were in these barrels.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's the only place I know. Where, I think they still have those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my favorite place.
And have you been to the Ripcord? It's the some kind of a leather Levi bar on. The,
no. Oh, yeah. It was Sunday afternoon, so we had to catch the flight back. Yeah.
I think they
which
played
was
Trash
terrible.
Disco. Right, I think they play Trash Disco there on Sunday afternoons now.
Well, wow. I wish we could have stayed, but we had to get back.
Oh, you flew directly from Ontario, or?
No, we went to Dallas to visit the friend, then we drove down to Houston, and then we just flew out from Houston back to Toronto.
I see.
Was wow. I don't know, was it?
Yeah, tell me when you're in town so we could hang out or something.
Oh, I'll let you know. But our my trucking company seems to never go there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably more on Dallas, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Dallas mostly, but usually the outside of Dallas. I deliver to this one place that's right behind Six Flags.
In Arlington. Hmm. Six Flags in Dallas, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty cool because I'll stay the night, and you can look up and all the rides are going, and it's kind of new. I'm like, should I go? Nah. When you go by yourself, it's boring.
Yeah. Must be nice if you ever tried that. I never tried the Six Flags there, but the one here in Houston, which sucks because they closed it down about mm-hmm. a few years ago. They closed down the amusement park here, the only one here in Houston, so that sucks. So it's a good
thing. Well, no, it does, yeah.
Yeah, it's good that you at least got to see the ones in Dallas. So, okay, in one of your episodes, I've been listening. I've been listening to you a lot lately. So, and you mentioned you met up with other queercasters there in Chicago. So, how did that go?
Well, I had to deliver mail to Chicago on the Friday, and it was early Friday morning. And then, so I just asked for a couple days off, and then go back to work on Monday. And they said sure. So I drove out of Chicago because there's no real truck stop to spend the weekend at. And just before you go into Chicago, you have Gary, Indiana, which is disgusting, but they have lots of truck stops. And so I parked it and waited for Zillafag to come by and pick me up. And he had to pass right by my truck stop to go into the bowling. And he wasn't going to spend the night in a hotel or anything, so I said, great, you can drop me back off at my truck. And I went into Chicago, and it was interesting.
Yeah. You got to see, since both of you are Davids, you and Zilla, you call him Zilla
yes.
Fag or something?
Yeah, I call him Zilla because it's weird to call someone your own name.
Yeah, oh, I get that too. It's my I'm really Maynard, and I walk around. It's hard. Whenever I have someone else to call Maynard, then it's... it's kind of confusing for me too.
Does that happen often?
Oh, that's the point. I don't hear my name that often. If ever that comes up, it's somebody I know, probably back in Manila. There are a few Maynards I know, I would listen. Oh, I always look around. You know, who's calling me? Because it's really rare. I think my name is kind of rare though, Maynard.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so yeah, you hanged out with. Zillafag and Richard and Wanda. Did you go bowling also?
I did, but I have a little neuropathy in my right hand, so it's a little difficult to... So I bowled great at the first couple games, but I mean the first couple of bomb turns, but then after that my hand started hurting. Thank God I only did one game. But yeah, there was Wanda, there was Richard, there was Peter from Queercast.
Oh, Windy City Queercast.
Yes. There was Peter. There was JT from JT Online. There was, what's his name? The young kid. OK So Radio. Mm-hmm. I like listening to his podcast because he's always awkward. there was a couple others.
Have you been chatting with Richard Bluestein?
Chatting.
I mean, when you were there, you know, you chatted with them a bit.
Sort of, yeah.
So, I'm curious though. Maybe I should ask him too. But what's up with no more Madge? I mean, he doesn't want to do Madge anymore.
He wanted to stop Madge for vocal reasons. He wanted to voice his opinion, and he felt if he was voicing his opinion against some homophobic people, that they wouldn't take him seriously because he's a character or caricature, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to break loose from the character so he could address these homophobic people. Basically, that's part of it. To get into the whole gist of it would take like a couple hours, but he's actually back. Madge is back now.
Madge is back. Okay.
If you go to, what's the website? East Radio, yes, but there's a guy, steve.wordpress. They were just at the blog, the European, what was it, in Europe, there was this blog thing, I don't know, you know. And if you go to, it's just http://steveh.wordpress.com, you'll see a photo of the new look of Madge, which is really cool. So Madge is back because Cheryl Murkowski, that's why she's back.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay, got the link.
And if you scroll down past the Europe stuff, you'll see Nobody Knows I'm a Lesbian. Mm-hmm. Sorry for all the listeners out there that this is not a... if they're listening, go to steveh.wordpress.com and then scroll down and you'll see the Butch Dyke lesbian with the purple lips because her heart's not really working.
Okay. Steve H, you said, right? Steve H.
Yeah. .wordpress.com. I don't know why he's done his website like that, but... Yeah. I've never seen .wordpress.com before.
Yeah, WordPress. I think that's the free stuff that you can...
Oh, that's what I use on my website.
Oh, yeah. I haven't used that. I write my own, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah, you?
Yeah, I just like it that way. I mean, I want full control over what's going on. So I do need a makeover, probably when episode 100 comes out.
WordPress is actually... We could go techie right now, but WordPress is... a really cool software where all you have to do is basically type into a text box and make it look pretty and then post. And you can find many templates out there. And it's really, really easy to install.
Yeah, actually, my
other most people are scared. Most people are scared of doing it. And it's really simple. It's almost too simple. So anyway, I won't brag about WordPress. I'm not getting paid for it because it's free.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I have that installed in another podcast that I'm doing, but I'm still experimenting on it.
I need your URL, so you have to send it through the Skype chat for me.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
So about the Madge thing. Did I answer that question?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And so do I get to yawn?
Yeah, you get to yawn. You can do whatever.
Am I allowed
you want
to yawn?
Yeah, okay. You are. Okay, so other stuff, though, besides yawning, I know you're really tired.
And not today.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, on your free time, what do you like doing? Like, any sports, video games, or hobbies? Movies, perhaps, or cooking? I don't know. What else do you do?
Well, in the truck or out of the truck?
Huh, okay. First, in the truck. First, okay.
In the truck, I usually like to either do... I'm basically... working on my podcast, or I'm playing with software. It's called Ableton Live, and right now I have version 5.0. I have Ableton Live 5 because I paid for it, but I didn't know that I paid for a version that was cut. Mm-hmm. So it's pirated, but yet I paid for it on eBay, and I, you know, that series is if it's too good to be true, it probably is. The software is normally $500 US, and I bought it for $100 US, thinking it was someone's software that didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I installed it and everything, and then I come to realize I've got a pirated version, and I haven't had the balls to delete it yet because it's so good.
Is it really, what does it do? I mean, what do you do?
Oh, well, you see, I do remixing or mashups, but stuff I can't put up on the internet because I don't want to get sued. Mm-hmm. Nothing good as DJ Earworm, but I basically would like to DJ in the future, and I used to when I was younger, but I don't like vinyl because it's clunky and you can't take it everywhere you go. And now that the age is where your computer can hold up all the information you need, the software, well, it's for musicians, mm-hmm. sorry. Mm-hmm. And you can record, you can do anything in it. You can beat match, you can remix, you can take any song and stretch it, make it fast, make it slow, raise the pitch, lower the pitch. Mm-hmm. What the best part about Ableton Live is that you can do things right on the fly and record it at the same time. And so if you have something that you've worked on, you can always go back and redo it. Although the one problem I've found with most of my audio software is if you buy a microphone that's USB, it doesn't tend to work.
With the USB microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I do in my spare time in the truck when it's cold out. When it's not cold out, and I used to have my dog, I would go for long walks.
Yeah, and sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. I'm better now.
Okay.
It was a hard month. But she was sick, and it was stupid of me to keep her living as long as I did because she was in pain going upstairs and stuff, so. Mm-hmm. But that's what I do in my spare time in the truck. Out of the truck when I'm home,
yeah.
I usually veg in front of the TV and watch shows that I don't get to see on the road. Yeah. I like to see some friends. Usually I go out with the boyfriend as much as I could, but mm-hmm. that's been a little up and down lately. So yeah. That's what I do in my spare time. Boring, boring, boring.
No, it's okay. I mean, you also do podcasting. Have you ever tried going to an event? Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. Have you gone to a bear event before or any gay event before?
Oh, yeah. I used to do a lot of stuff in Toronto, and Toronto has a bear night. It's funny, you know, like in Canada, we've got loads of bears in Montreal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of bears in Montreal. We've got lots of bears in Ottawa. And we have a good handful of bears in Toronto. But we don't have a bear bar. And I wish someone would open one up because it would do really well. So every Friday night in Toronto at this bar called O'Grady's, which is kind of a restaurant / bar, it's bear night. And I usually like to go there. But lately I haven't been feeling like going out. And events... I used to go to events when I was younger, but I don't have time.
Right,
actually, the bowling was the first event I got to go to in a long time where I got to socialize. And usually I'm shy, so I'll have a couple beers. And because I don't drink, I get a little too drunk, and then I just have to sit everything out. So it's kind of counterproductive. I haven't been to any. It's been weird. I had a huge bill from my IT school. I went to IT school and then found out I couldn't get a job after. So I had a $10,000 bill to pay. Mm-hmm. So I've been paying that off. So I've been not really spending my money for traveling. But now that everything's, I'm $700 ready. I'm finished at $700. Mm-hmm. And that's the next paycheck. And I am totally free of bills. No credit card. No nothing. So... I can't wait, and then I can finally go. Maybe next summer I'll be going to some bear events.
Oh yeah, tell me.
I can't wait. I want to do the cruise.
Oh, the Bear Voyage cruise or something.
Oh yes, I want to do the bear cruise.
Oh yeah, it's I'd like to go there too one day, probably next year or 2 years from now. We'll see, but it's always fun. And there's a lot of the Bear Podcast listeners listen to the Gay Trucker too.
Yep. I've gotten a lot of emails, but since I've dated Matt, a lot of the emails have dropped off, like, because they want to hear the sex stories and stuff. They don't, they think trucking, well, we'll get into that, I guess, but everybody thinks trucking is sex. You get sex at every rest area. You get sex all the time. And it's like, yeah, no.
You know what I think about that is it happens. I mean,
it can happen. Yeah.
It happens. If it doesn't happen, then it doesn't. I mean, you may do it somewhere else, like if it's not even in a trucking situation. So,
well, picture this: you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you get ready, you're a little, you debate if you're going to have a shower then or if you're going to have a shower in the afternoon, which is the best time to get the shower, because most truck stops are really busy in the morning and really busy at night. So you're like, okay, so you just wash your face, brush your teeth, and get your coffee and whatever breakfast you want. And you go on the road, you drive for 4 or 5 hours, mm-hmm. you pull over, that's when I usually run in and grab a shower. And every time you fuel up, mm-hmm. I usually do the Flying J's because they have the most cleanest shower rooms.
I love you Flying fuel up, J's.
Yeah, and the pizza's great. But you fuel up, and every time you fuel up, you get like maybe, if I spend like about $500, which I don't pay, the company pays on a card, you get on your Flying J card, you get 2 showers and 4 coffees. Oh. So, yeah, so then I'll park the truck, I'll go in, you swipe your card, they give you a shower room ticket, you go in, you've got a big room, well, it's not that big, but it's like a big bathroom, you've got your crapper, your sink, your shower, and then you just take your shower. A lot of misconception is we have one big shower room and we all go in and that's where the sex happens. It's not like that at all. But so you've showered, you eat, you get back in the truck because you've got 5 more hours to drive, and where do you look for sex? You can't, because your company's relying on you to get that load to the receiver in a specific amount of time. So then you pull over at night, you've just driven 10 hours, which is 700, 600 miles. Mm-hmm. You're totally exhausted because you have to be alert the whole time because it's four-wheelers. And then you pull in and then you're like, should I look for sex? No, I'm too tired. I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
So you go to bed. So it can happen. And if you have the time, it could happen. But this misconception, people think that you get laid all the time is wrong.
Yeah, you mentioned before you do some clicks or something on the radio, and then somebody responds. That's awesome. I mean, well, I just find it fascinating. You know?
You never know what they're gonna look like. So I don't do it anymore. Just since I've been married, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you're in an area, and if you hear click, click, click. You go, oh, there's a fag on the radio. So you go, I'm going to click back. So you go click, click, click. And then they go 2, 3. So you turn your radio up to 2, 3, the channel. Uh-huh. Then sometimes they're so paranoid, they go 4. So you go and turn your channel back down to 4. Uh-huh. So you bounced around. And then they're like, so what do you look like? Where are you parked? What direction you going?
That forward, though. Okay.
You don't have time.
Yeah, that's right. So you're in a hurry and you're in a schedule, so we better be better. Be
what what drives me crazy is you can always tell the four-wheelers that have the CB compared to the truckers. The truckers are like, okay, what do you look like? How tall you are? Are you fat or old? Those are 2 questions. Are you fat? Are you old?
Okay.
Because there's a point where you usually don't get laid if you're overweight. And it's terrible, but it does happen. Mm-hmm. And since I've gained more weight, I've had less
encounters.
Flirtations. Yeah, flirts. Mm-hmm. But it's funny. Just in the weirdest place where you think, like just, about a month ago, I was just driving down, pissed off because I was in traffic just outside of Toronto, mm-hmm. upset, feeling fat and flabby and not sexy and just like, grumpy. I look down and there's a really good-looking guy rubbing his crotch.
Okay.
And so just like, oh, okay. That makes your day, but he's probably rubbing his crotch for every trucker that's along the road. I don't know where that came from, but anyway.
That's probably it. There was one episode I think about last year. No, probably a few months ago.
Number 3.
number three. Ooh, there's one episode 20, I think. That was hot too. When you had, well, it's in the truck, his truck. I don't know. Remember, it's number three. I didn't go.
Number three is where I got fucked.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that was hot. Mm-hmm. That was the hottest one I've ever had.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, the listeners might be creaming their pants right now.
Well, they could go to djdavidj.com, click on older shows, go down to number three, and download it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have many downloads anymore since I switched to Podshow.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to ask that, Podshow. Yeah, I emailed you before about that. So why? I mean, why the switch to Podshow?
Free.
It's for free. But then they have limitations, though, like you only get 25 or something? 25
they,
leads out?
Well, see you, that's the one problem they had. You only get 25... they only display the 25 feeds. But I have an archives link on my website, so they keep your... it's not that they get rid of your shows. Your shows are still on their server. Mm-hmm. They just don't let it show up in the feed.
Oh, okay. So they can, people can directly link to it if they want to.
I directly link to it. I put the HTML code into a little link on my website, and you can get from show, 0 to 60 right now on my older shows. And I've cut some shows out because I've had too much commercial music in it. So you'll see it goes 0, 3, 7. So some of the ones earlier shows I've gotten rid of because it's been too much commercial music in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I went to Podshow because it's free. They've revamped it, and now I'm not happy at all.
Oh, okay.
So if my lovely listeners know that, my good buddies out there, I probably might go back to Libsyn, mm-hmm. because I don't like Podshow's new environment. Actually, a lot of people are leaving Podshow because of the new environment.
Yeah.
I just want them to pay me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they even put that the bumpers in the beginning. And
yeah,
end.
they put bumpers, but there's no real advertisement. There's just bumpers for their website.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they should. That. I mean, you got a lot to say. I mean, there's a lot of stories on the road that you can say, and people in the...
Well, they have Trucker Tom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trucker Tom is a straight trucker out there that's got a lot to say about nothing. And I kept asking Madge. I said, Madge, you got the power. Find out if my stats are higher than Trucker Tom's. But she would just come back and say, your show's doing very well. And leave it at that. Okay. I can see my stats. The one thing about Podshow is Feedburner can't hold a candle to what Podshow directly counts how many downloads you've had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the world. It's not about subscribers. It's about how many people download your show.
Yes.
And I'm not going to brag because I've said it before. I'm a stat whore. Okay. I'd like to know exactly how many people are downloading my show. I wish the one problem is I don't know where they're downloading, but I can, with Podshow, you can find out what times your show was popular. So if I put up a show at midnight, it will tell me that the most downloads were like at 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Or it does a graph on time, and it does a graph on date, and then a graph on month, and then a graph on year.
Yeah. Me, so I have to do it manually, all those stuff. I have to do it manually myself. I count the downloads and put it in a code that I did, and then New Year, not New Year, the first year anniversary, what I did was to do the counts on which are the top five episodes. I did that before. So that's always
what do you do with your show? Do you put your direct MP3 file on your server?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. So
and then the stats there. That's the way you use the stats
on your server.
Yeah, how many downloads?
So how that must be expensive.
Well, not too much. I mean, probably. What am I using? Oh, it's a $7 a year by Powweb. It's just really a server. There's even one cheaper right now called One and One that I'm doing the other pod. My other podcast is Nardville.
Oh, so does that direct? Do you have a T1 connection at your house or just a regular?
Oh no, just regular. I'm just, these are shared hosts that I do. That I just sign up.
So and you don't have to pay for bandwidth.
I haven't reached that point. there was one time though that I was warned that you are
exceeding your bandwidth.
And then, oh my God, what am I gonna do? Okay, so I don't know how should I say it, programmatically use my other servers so it would download from another.
You mirror it,
huh?
You mirror your episodes?
Yes, I can redirect the downloads from another server if I need to.
If A equals 255, go to server B.
Actually, when I get warned, then I shift it. That's the only time I can do it.
You could just go to Podshow and change your feed over.
I know.
And never have to pay for bandwidth. But I don't like the new setup, so
yeah.
So I'm not recommending it.
I was thinking about that. Actually, right now, what's good about one of the hosts that I'm looking at, they allow about 300 terabytes a month. So I think,
oh, that's good.
I mean, one terabyte. Sorry, that's too much. 1 terabyte, and that's for a month. I think that's big. I mean,
no, that's great. Well, 1 terabyte is amazing. It's see, that's the thing I noticed about podcasting. People don't want to say their stats on the show, and I'm dying to say it, but I don't want it. Just sounds like I'm a big snot when I listen back, so I always edit it out. But if you're exceeding 1,000 downloads per one show, I really think Podshow's for the people that don't want to pay anything, and it helps your feed, which is great because I used to do all that XML programming myself. And I used to use a software, because I'm on a PC, I used to use a software called Feed Editor. And that would create my feed, I would upload my feed to my server, and the underneath FeedBurner, because my URL is feedburner.com/gaytrucker or the gay trucker, and then in FeedBurner you can change your pod feed, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I used to do it. Now all I do is sit at a website, upload my file, and before I do that I just type in the information on the website, and that goes directly to the feed, so I don't have to do all that backroom shit, which I used to hate.
Maybe I should consider a Libsyn or Podshow. We'll see.
Well, with Libsyn you still have to do your own XML or your PHP programming per each episode. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like the way you probably do it right now.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Or do you just do direct link?
What do you call this? I have this redirector that I use. So
okay.
Actually, I count the stats that way. I look at the.
Well, how do you, like, when people subscribe to FeedBurner for your show, how do they download it, or like iTunes?
When they subscribe, it's a feed that I use directly from my, of course, from my blog, and then it just links to it. It's a direct link actually to another server that I have in Nardware, and that's where it downloads directly. It just really downloads directly from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool.
Actually, here's something techie.
I love tech.
Oh yeah, here's what I do. I have a link, and then I have a parameter for it, and then what happens is it just redirects to the feed whenever you click on that link. If you've been listening to the Daily Source Code, I now know how to do the golden ticket thing.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You heard about that? He was doing.
Oh yeah. Well, I listen to his show, even though sometimes it's just a lot of tits and kiss ass, but. I like Adam Curry. I don't like lately what's happening.
Oh, okay. Because of the Podshow stuff, huh? Okay.
Well, no. I love Podshow. I'm a whore. I want them to hire me. Mm-hmm. I don't like... Adam's, like, got all these women. oh, Adam, 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 oh, Adam. And I guess it's great, but okay, enough. Go back to your Cody shit.
Yeah.
So, sorry.
It's okay. But anyway, okay, so yeah, we've been on. Wow, it's been about a half hour. That's good. Hey, okay, I told you earlier about an event. Because every yes. episode that I do, I always, you know, announce an event. And lately, this coming, like this December, it's kind of hard. Not too many bear events happening on December.
Well, they're hibernating.
Hard. They're hibernating, that's right. But I did find one for December 22nd. It's called the Global Orgasm. So, yeah, okay. So this happens all over the world. You can visit the website at globalorgasm.org. Okay, so let me read their blurb here. Hold on. Okay. The intent is that the participants concentrate any thoughts during and after orgasm on peace. Okay. The combination of high orgasmic energy combined with mindful intention may have a much greater effect than previous mass meditations and prayers. Okay, so the goal is to add so much concentrated and high energy positive input into the energy field of the earth, woo, that it will reduce the current dangerous levels of aggression and violence throughout the world. So Global Orgasm is an experiment open to everyone in the world.
Well, is it a specific time?
No, actually, it's just the whole day, I guess, December 22nd.
So, okay, so yeah. I'll put that on my calendar.
Yeah, okay. So everyone listening, remember to come as much as you can on that day, December 22nd.
December 22nd.
Yeah,
December. And on my birthday, the 1st.
Oh, okay. Your birthday is December 1st?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, next week. Oh,
2 weeks. Yeah. Ago. Yeah. I'll be on the road.
Oh, I guess you're going to record from there, huh?
Yes, yes. And I'll make sure I'll need a birthday present while I'm on the road. So everyone send me your pictures of your butts at dave@djdavidj.com. But go back to this orgasm thing. I think it's funny.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, you know, when you're masturbating or whatever you're going to do, just think about peace, world peace while you're coming, before and after. So it's a good cause. Yeah. So remember.
No, it sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's the event for now. There's going to be more next week or so. We'll see.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so sure. What's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Wolf, what a bear.
Okay, so, all right. So there's one question I've been having on my mind.
Go ahead. Before,
yeah, about podcasting. So what got you into podcasting in the first place?
I listened to the Daily Source Code.
Okay.
Which I heard Madge on.
Ah, okay.
And then I thought, well, who's this freak? And I listened to her, and then I got over to Wanda, and I really fell in love with Wanda Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love the inspirational talk that Brad would have every day. And you know, he'd be sitting on his apartment and you'd hear the airplanes going overhead, and mm-hmm. I just, you know, in the truck you have to buy time. Like 10 hours is a long time to stay alert.
Yeah.
So podcasting with my Sirius satellite radio mixed the two together, and you had great content for a couple of hours. So that's how I did. That's how I started in. I thought, well, I love programming. Mm-hmm. I love talking. So why not start a podcast? And then I found my little Zen had a microphone on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, I could record and talk and drive at the same time and then upload it to the internets. Mm-hmm. Although everyone really wanted the show to be sex. They really did.
And being a trucker, then they would really ask that, I guess.
I get the same questions asked all the time, so uh-huh. I kind of... Mm-hmm. I just refer them now to a podcast.
Yeah, just listen to my podcast.
So... Madge and Wanda were the first two.
Mm-hmm. Was pretty much the first ones I listened to also. Actually,
yeah.
I must have got into podcasting last year when I started because of Tim Henson of The Distorted View. It was really funny.
Really?
Have you listened
He's
to
hot.
Yeah.
I think he's cute when he lets his beard grow out. Uh-huh. I've got my ups and downs with him. I really think he's freaky.
Yeah, he is. Okay.
But then again, I don't understand some of the stuff he does. Mm-hmm. His heterosexual moment, I really don't care, because every day is a heterosexual moment for most people.
Yeah.
That I don't agree with, but he's crazy, so I'll always go back. And when he lets his beard grow out, he's kind of hot. So he was actually interviewed by the Big Bear, John McMullen.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, on John McMullen's show one night when I was driving my truck, on Sirius OQ 106, mm-hmm. the gay channel on Sirius, which XM doesn't have a gay channel. So, but John McMullen, I don't know if anyone's heard of him. Just search for the internet for him. He's the one who founded the OQ radio.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to hear him. Actually, John said, "So are you gay or not?"
What did he say?
He said no.
No, he's not. You're right.
You
know, if he plays a lot of fisting porn on the show and a lot of you know, gay stuff and anal bleaching and stuff like that.
He's got a lot of friends that are
gay.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess. I tried contacting him once and probably hang out with him before he went to Ashtabula. I tried contacting him because he's in Columbus, Ohio back then.
Excuse me.
I wanted to hang out with him, probably ask those questions.
Go ahead, ask him. I think he's totally up for any interviews.
Oh, maybe now. Especially now, you know what he's doing? He's getting paid. I mean, not getting paid. He's now quit his day job, and he's doing podcasting full-time.
Yeah, don't rub it in.
Sorry.
I want every one of my listeners to go to podshow.com, scroll down to the bottom, go to Contact Us, and tell them to hire me, God damn it.
Okay, listeners, let tell Pacho to hire the gay trucker, David J.
Please. I hate driving anymore. I want to go back to the gym, work out, ride my bicycle in the summer, you know, have all the fun stuff that everyone used to have,
yeah,
or has. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry.
Okay, so do you have a bear profile? What are your profiles?
Let me go check this out. When I was muscular, I had one on Bear. My favorite place to go is musclebear.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite, and my favorite. And there, I used to go by Taz Trucker or Taz Truck.
Okay.
So on big, what is it? Big, bigmusclebear.com. You look under Taz Trucker, mm-hmm. and on, I'm looking right now, Bear411. I don't promo those because they don't give me a free website access.
Uh-huh.
mine is Taz Truck, TAZZTRUCK.
Okay.
My favorite website is bearwww.com.
Oh, okay.
And there I think I'm, Taz Truck. That's my old profile name before I started podcasting. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Just stuck with it. And, you know, it's an old one, so. So that's my three websites I go to.
Didn't you mention you have a BearDar account or something?
Oh, shit. Yes, that's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to that in about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. How do you like it? It's very intuitive, isn't it?
It's been... I like the fact that they're kind of like Bear 411 / MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? The programming is actually really cool. And I'm under, my username is DJ David J on that one because that's one of my favorite ones. Ooh, I'm getting some emails. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah, BearDar. I totally forgot about this.
Yeah, BearDar.
Thanks for reminding me.
Actually, that's owned by one of the listeners, Vito. He's a big V bear. You sort of see him there on BearDar also. Yeah, he has that website. And we used to talk about that. We always talk about that. Yeah, and we have people having a lot of accounts there and a lot of profiles there also. So Yeah, I'm glad you joined the Beardar.
Yeah,
hey,
no,
shout out Vito.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I it's been like I'm looking at it right now, and it's like I just wish there was more people in my neighborhood. I tend not to go to places that don't have much in my neighborhood. Like if you search under Toronto, but I haven't been there for a while, so I'm gonna actually after we speak, I'm gonna go search. Not that I'm looking for sex or anything.
Yeah, just to hang out, probably grab a beer or a soda, whatever.
If you don't like it's that. Only 12. It's 12 in the morning. I'm going to go buy some brand new runners. And what am I going to do today? Tonight I'm going to go out. I'm going to have a couple beers tonight.
I think you should. You need a break, especially you've been stressful lately, right?
Yeah, under a little bit of stress lately.
Well, anyway, okay. So I guess we need to wrap the show. Hey, do you have any shout-outs or anyone you want to greet? In the podosphere or whatever.
Big Fatty from littlefatty.com. That is that's the number one show I listen to besides yours.
Oh.
Actually, when I first started, I was going to start a bear podcast, and I went searching, and I'm like, oh, that fucker took my idea. And then I saw this little bear with a little iPod coming out of it. And I went, that fucker took my idea. So, congratulations.
Thank you, I guess.
You actually started in August?
August. August 1st was my launch date. Yeah, last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. But and you started around that time, too.
Yeah, well, I think August 21st. Mm-hmm. After iTunes opened up everything.
Yeah. That was around June, July, when I got into listening to podcasts. And then I thought about podcasts. And, maybe I should do one. So I thought of making one. So I like, promoting the bear community. There are teachers, musicians, construction workers, and like you, truckers who are in the bear community. And like to promote those. Also, whenever I go to events, I like covering those.
Have you interviewed Bill, the gay construction worker?
No.
He used to be a bear, but then he lost all the weight. And
he lost his bear card? No.
I like stocky. Mm-hmm. Not heavy, heavy bear, but I like stocky where you can grab the tire. I like a nice belly with fur on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. I like thinner cubs, but I like a little beef on my guy. So he used to be like that. And then he got all this skinniness, and his show is a little... Well, his show, actually, I shouldn't be promoting it, but it's all sex.
Oh, really?
He takes his thing to the bathhouse, and... Yeah, I don't even know his website. Bill the Gay Construction Worker. You can search for him on QPotter.
Okay. Oh, okay. I should check it out. I've done that before. I recorded once in a bathhouse a few months ago. This group that I go with, I went there and then brought my iRiver and was recording there. So I'm now here walking around. Ooh, that guy's hot.
I would have. Yeah, the ones in Toronto, because they make screaming noises when they're in the room. I should bring. Well, I'm not single. I'm not sure about that yet. So
okay,
but I should bring one in and record. I'm going to take my thingamajig into Toronto tonight and record all of my friends.
Yeah, it's always good to record with friends. Yeah,
but I get a lot of. I know you got to close this up. I warned you. I talk too much. I get a lot of complaints
about what
when I don't do a show that has the truck involved.
Oh,
do you know that?
Okay.
But I'd rather send it up on the Gay Trucker because that has the most hits, right? Because I have three podcasts. Can I promote my podcast?
Oh yeah,
right
definitely.
Now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I have one podcast that's new, and I'm just kind of experimenting with it because it's free. Pod show's free, right? And it's called Back Bacon. Mm-hmm. It's a Canadian gay podcast, and it's totally not me. I've edited my voice. I play Canadian jokes and make a little fun of the U.S.
Okay.
It's just a little, and you can go to obackbacon.com. That's just the letter O, backbacon.com, and that will redirect you to Podshow's link, and then you can download the shows there. Although Podshow makes it really difficult to just download a show. Just go to my website, which is djdavidj.com, and every show I post on my website with the direct download link. It's all much easier that way. Mm-hmm. And then I do the Gate Trucker, of course. You can go to DJ David J for that. And I do just one where I remix. I make mashups, and I just talk about whatever, where I don't have to talk about trucking stuff. And that's just the DJ David J cast. And I do all that because that's just free. All I have to do is record audio and upload it. And if people download it, it's okay. I get less hits with the DJ David J cast than I do with Back Bacon and the Gay Trucker. So just go to my website.
Yeah, I'll post the links on my show notes.
Great.
Yeah.
I listened to your show. It's just the last one I couldn't get through it. So.
Oh, really? Oh.
Because it was... Someone sounded like they were ready to have sex, which was kind of interesting. So,
well, I kind of find it erotic somehow.
But what's your website?
Oh, bearpodcast.com.
Yeah.
That's just what I use. And that's where everything goes through. There are links on the right, whatever, MySpace and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, before I go, I need to do some of my shout-outs. I have one from the Philippines. His name is Carl. So shout-out to Carl. He just messaged me in the live journal the other day, and it's good to hear from another gay Filipino who is into bears. Yeah, it's kind of rare to come by with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And birthday greetings to Johnny. He's gonna have tonight. We're gonna have a party tonight, a surprise birthday party for him.
Do you get to spank him?
Yeah, I hope so. But it's gonna be in an Italian restaurant. I don't know if we can do that.
Well, you gotta get pictures of spanking his butt. Yeah,
that's right. Okay.
And upload them.
Yeah. So yeah, happy birthday, Johnny. And I guess by the time you listen to this, it's probably tomorrow, and when I get this up and running. So yeah. So yeah. Okay. That's it. Anywhere else people can contact you? Yeah. DJDavidJ.com.
Yeah, and the mail, my email is dave@djdavidj.com. It's just the letter D, the letter J, the word David, and the letter J. It's a long story with that. You'll have to listen to one of my podcasts for that.
Okay, yeah.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for joining me in the show. I really appreciate it, David.
Now, how do you say your it's X, how do you say it? XL Bear? No.
XL Bear?
Ecal?
Excalibur.
Yeah.
Yeah, my co-host.
Your co-host.
Yeah,
Excalibur. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little slow sometimes.
Yeah, because he's he used to be in California, and now he moved to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, lovely Dallas. Roy. Shout out to Roy. He's he's busy with Thanksgiving weekend with his partners.
Oh, that's
partner Chris's folks. So.
Yeah, we had Thanksgiving last month.
Yeah, that's right. You have a different Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, so thank you very much. Okay, everyone. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening and joining us in the show. So send your comments to bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And send your audio comments to 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice messages and I'll play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes. And sign the Frapper app. Yeah. Frapper.com/bearpodcast.
And toot.
Hey, how do they you have a voicemail line too, right?
20 Myth Homo.
Yep.
20 MYTH HOMO. And I don't know what that is because I don't have a phone on me right now.
So you can say the number.
I can't give the numbers, I don't know.
Yeah, check out David in the Gay Trucker with 20 Myth Homo. Okay, so visit the website www.bearpodcast.com and you can also post your comments there. Okay, thank you, everyone, and have a good week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.